Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Steve Strang, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. You know, usually in the studio here, I'm interviewed by Dr. Steve Green, or sometimes when I'm out and about around the country, I have the privilege of interviewing some of the interesting people that I come across. But today, I decided that I just wanted to talk to you straight from my heart about a very important subject. I'm calling it more faith. You know, the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. There's an entire movement, an entire part of the charismatic movement that calls itself the faith movement. So there's a lot of people who teach about faith, a lot who teach probably a lot better than I do. Sometimes the faith movement gets a bad rap because someone has maybe misused some of the concepts that happened. But I'm going to talk to you today about an interview that I did in my late 20s with Kenneth Copeland that really changed my life. I'll share that after this word from our sponsor.
I want to talk to you on behalf of a great client to support this podcast and many of our other podcasts. And I so appreciate Peter Aiello, who has a great book called Hidden Treasure. And he's willing to send that book out to you today, totally free, hiddentreasure.website. And I recommend you do that, not just because they're a sponsor, but because they answer some great questions that he addresses unconditional trust in Christ and how it's missing in the practices of many ministries. Many times it doesn't even go beyond our own mental imagery. The Bible tells us to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and not to lean on our own understanding. And that's obviously from Proverbs 3:5. And Isaiah 55, 8-9 tells us that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We got to get beyond our own thoughts when we unconditionally trust in God. Would you go visit that website now, hiddentreasure.website? And my thanks go out to Peter Aiello and his great book, Hidden Treasure. Now back to the program.
Most of you know that I started Charisma Magazine when I was only 24. And by the time 4 or 5 years rolled along, as small as it was, we were starting to get a national audience and writing about the people who were doing things. And one of the names of a young man who was rising to prominence was Kenneth Copeland. It took me almost a year of calls and letters to try to get an appointment, but we finally worked it out. I flew to Dallas, Texas, and rode with him on his plane to one of his conferences down here in Florida. It was one of the most unusual interviews I'd ever had, and I pulled it out of the files recently and reviewed it. The reason is that I had been doing a mentoring class with a group of men. In fact, I talked about it on a recent Strang report. And I wanted to talk about faith because I wanted to challenge the men that they can use faith. Most of us don't know that we can use faith. And I was thinking, where did I learn this concept? And I realized I'd learned it from Kenneth Copeland when he was only 42 years old, when he was only on the radio, when he had only written 6 books, and when his ministry was just getting off the ground. But he was the one who taught me how to use faith. So here is the beginning of my story. I said, Kenneth Copeland leaned over, looked me straight in the eyes, and said, a man can use faith the way a mechanic uses a wrench or a carpenter uses a hammer. Faith can be controlled just like fear can be controlled. You can turn it off or you can turn it on. That was a radical concept to me. So I probed the entire interview, which was in Charisma Magazine, in 1979, was my asking him questions. Here's another thing I wrote. For 3 hours until we landed, Copeland talked and I probed about faith, the Word of God, about people whose faith isn't answered, and about the future of his ministry. How, I asked, could someone turn faith on? Isn't faith something that falls from heaven like tongues of fire on Pentecost? Oh no, Copeland said. What most believers don't realize is they can use faith that God gave them. In fact, a man is handicapped if he doesn't know how to use his faith. Usually we think of a handicapped person as someone who can't use their limbs or mind, but the greatest disadvantage is someone who can't use his faith. Why is faith so important, I asked. He answered me, we're saved by faith, we're righteous by faith. And Romans 14:23 says that anything that is not of faith is sin. A man should do everything by faith. Everything? Even get up in the morning? That's right, he told me. I ask the Lord to wake me up. I get up by faith. You can set the alarm if you want to, but you can also get up by faith. How about eating or getting a job? How can you do that by faith? The Bible says to eat by faith, Copeland said, reaching for his Bible. Romans 14:23 is talking about eating when it says that anything not of faith is sin. You know, I remembered that it was talking about meat being offered to idols. Remember that? You know, I grew up in the church, but this was a radical concept to me. So here I was in my late 20s, struggling to get a little magazine off the ground. And suddenly I began to understand that I had to believe God. You know, the Bible says that if you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea. And there have been several times when I've had a mountain in my life, in our business organization or in my life, where I had to believe God above all else. I had to believe God, and I just focused my faith. And I said, God, I believe your word. I believe that I have the faith to make this mountain move. In fact, this week, I'm facing a mountain, and I am believing God to move this mountain. Today, something came up with one of the men in my mentoring group, and he and I exchanged emails, and I encouraged him to exercise his faith. There's something he really, really wants. And he solicited my input and my prayers a couple times. I said, believe God. Do what I said in the class. Believe God for this to happen. Now, I understand that there are things that we don't know why we don't believe for someone to be healed and they're not, to get a job and it doesn't happen. You know, the Bible says that without faith it's impossible to please God, that you have to believe in God. But it also says that the demons believe and tremble, and the demons obviously aren't saved. So there are many, many things that we don't understand. But what I am concerned about is that when people see these things that they don't understand, or there seem to be contradictions, that they give up and don't believe at all. You know, there are times when you just have to believe God. And I am testimony to the fact that you have to believe, believe, believe. I believe that God called me to start a small church magazine, that God had a plan and a purpose for a media company that would try to spread the good news of Jesus, to encourage people to live and walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, who would talk about upcoming ministries and people whose lives God had changed. Could I have done it better? Absolutely. And I'm even hesitant sometimes to use myself as an example, because it is so easy to get into pride and self-confidence. But I have learned in my own small way to exercise faith, and I decided that it would be helpful to encourage you to share the Word of God, to remind you of what Kenneth Copeland inspired me to do. And of course, it's wonder you can get Kenneth Copeland's teachings through his website and on his TV program. At the time, Kenneth Copeland was only on the radio, and he told me that God had told him he should go on television. So that was, it's been interesting to watch his ministry over the years and to understand how he has grown and changed himself and how consistent he is. So there's a lot we could say. We could talk about this our entire life and never understand everything about faith. I've just shared with you from my heart, a little bit different format than we usually do on the Strang Report. I hope that I've said something that encouraged you. I hope something that maybe will cause you to believe God in a time when it is really, really, really important. So thanks for listening. God bless you, and we'll see you next time on the Strang Report.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Peter Aiello and his website, hiddentreasure.website. Thank you, Peter, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.